You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. It's been 14 years of the inescapable influence of this. Don't even try to pretend you don't know what that sound is. American Idol is saying goodbye. The two-part series finale starts tonight, and whether you are cheering or crying as Idol takes a bow, the power of that one show, the money it generated, the careers it launched, really can't be overstated. Here to talk about it is Adrienne Hill. She covers entertainment for Marketplace. Hi, Adrienne.
Hey, Molly.
Okay, so American Idol, has there been another show that has such an economic halo? I mean, we'll talk about the cultural implications, but weren't a lot of people in a lot of different areas making money as a result of this show?
Yeah, American Idol was really printing money for Fox and the show's creators and some of its stars. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in ad revenue, millions of dollars in iTunes music sales. There were live Idol tours and brazen product placement. You probably remember, if you've seen Idol, those giant red Coke cups always sitting in front of the judges.
But it also changed the whole TV landscape, right?
It really did in so many ways. So Survivor and The Amazing Race were on the air before American Idol. So was The Real World. But when Idol blew up for Fox, reality TV shifted into high gear, especially the TV talent show. Networks were scrambling to figure out what to put on the air against American Idol. They were scrambling to find their own version of it. And more than a dozen singing competitions sort of sprang up in its wake. Lots of them short-lived, you've probably never heard of. And some successes, you know, Nashville Star, X Factor, The Voice, which is still on the air now. In so many ways, the show changed our relationship with television.
Wait, it changed our relationship with television? How's that?
It did. We were in charge. We could vote. We, the audience, could decide the outcome. And Molly, fess up here. Did you ever vote? Have you ever voted in American Idol?
Maybe once or twice.
I'll admit, happily admit to casting a vote or two for Clay Aiken back in 2003. In many ways, American Idol ushered in this whole new way of interacting with television. Television stopped being a passive medium. There were times when Idol would get more than 120 million viewer votes in a week, which are nearly presidential election numbers. Kind of mind-blowing if you think about it.
Yeah. And so then what impact did that have sort of broadly on our culture?
The magic of American Idol, I think, was the potential for any of us, any of our neighbors, to be a star. The dream that somebody would finally see me for the talent that I am, maybe a dream that all of us have, was really front and center in American Idol. And I think there's a good argument to be made here that that belief that stardom could be sort of self-made and based on talent instead of connections really helped bolster the YouTube culture, the YouTube generation, which didn't even exist when American Idol was created.
Well, and that's not the only tech tie-in, right? You could also argue that American Idol changed our relationships with our phones.
Yeah, this is fascinating. American Idol, it seems, based on some informal polling that AT&T did, so let's take this with a grain of salt, but the show introduced a lot of folks to sending text messages, which is kind of wild. Here's Ryan Seacrest actually explaining to people how to text in an early season of the show.
Just go to message screen, type in vote, V-O-T-E, and send it to Idols 01. No space, just Idols 01. Kind of like this. And then send.
Go to message screen. That is where we all begin. AT&T found in this poll that 22% of people said they learned to text in order to vote on American Idol, which is remarkable in its own sort of world-changing lesson.
Yeah, no kidding. Also, I wish you all could see the video so that you could get a load of the phone that Ryan Seacrest is actually using. That's Marketplace's Adrienne Hill. Thanks so much, Adrienne.
Thanks, Molly.